Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The NFL news of the day in the update. The Dolphins firing their longtime general manager, Chris Greer. Did you realize he was the GM there? This was his 10th season. Got to go back to 2016. He's been running their football operation. And that felt like it was an inevitability over the last few weeks that they'd be parting ways, frankly, not just with him, but with Mike McDaniel as well. But for now, it's Greer who pays the price. McDaniel stays on to continue to coach.
Yeah, he's like a lifer there, Greer. I think he started as a scout and kind of worked his way up in that front office. I'm actually really surprised that it was him and not McDaniel that got the boot there. But, you know, when he went all in on some big-time veterans, trades for Tyreek Hill, big contract Bradley Chubb, and some of these other dudes to try to, you know, jump up and see if they could beat New England at the time and now Buffalo, and it didn't work out. And it didn't work out in a major way, so he gets the X.
They're under-talented for sure, but last night they just didn't execute either. I mean, you look at the number of trips they had across the 50 into Baltimore territory and inside the 30, so you call that, right, 20 is the red zone, the strike zone, I think is what Kyle Shanahan calls 30 and in. And they couldn't do anything when they got there. At one point, I think it was like 5 possessions in that area, and they had 6 points to show for it. They fumbled a couple of times. It was just a gross game. But they also, they chose the wrong quarterback to pay. I mean, that is the death sentence in this sport in so many ways. I think a lot of us on the outside kind of felt like that at the time. But when you're in it, it's hard not to pay a guy that's putting up huge numbers. And at the right time, Tua Tagovailoa, when he was healthy, had a monster season in terms of statistics, numbers, accuracy, yards, those things, touchdowns. And so they paid him. It was kind of between a rock and a hard place. And you need him to play at that level. Like, had he kept playing at that level, it's not like they would have been in this terrible spot, but he hasn't. He has come back to earth post-injuries. He has regressed. And because of that, I think it makes things a lot harder for that team. But what I find so compelling about the way they're handling this is this idea that maybe they didn't say this in the statement, so I can't fault them as much as the word leaked out to Adam Schefter, but that's obviously coming from the team, to put out there in some way, even indirectly, that your head coach is going to last the rest of the season in a lost season is really odd to me. I mean, there's nothing that can happen for him to get fired now. He's just there. At two end, whatever you become, if the team completely rolls over and dies, if they quit on him, if you're getting beat on national TV by 35, 40 points, he's just going to play out the string as the head coach this year. You don't really see that happen with guys that are on the hot seat midway through the year very often. So I don't know if Schefter just heard something and went public with it, and maybe they could still feel like internally they could fire him regardless of that report. But that was really strange to me that he got almost like a vote of confidence for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that is strange. What it really does to me is go, we just want to make it really clear as to whose fault this is. There's one person, and you could probably do the math as to who that might be. It's not the guy that's keeping his job that's going to be here for the rest of the way. he's doing a good job. There's someone else, we're not naming names, that wasn't doing a good job, and that's who's not here anymore. I mean, that's kind of the implication that I get out of it. It's because you're right. You wouldn't come out and say, you know, after we moved on from the GM, you wouldn't go, you go, yeah, we need to turn it around. Or normally that's what you would do. You'd associate some kind of thing. We need to see some sort of positive change. We need to see something. But no. This guy's good to go. Just let you know, he's doing a great job. Vote of confidence. Pretty odd.
Yeah, I would have thought that McDaniel maybe doesn't get fired at the same time as the GM, but there's nothing said about him, and he's kind of twisting in the wind, and then in the next week or two, at least you leave open the possibility if things don't get better to make that move.
Yeah, you could see the fans last night, and anytime anything happened, like another inexplicable fumble, another botched exchange, the bizarre, you need to hurry the hell up and somehow they got to delay a game penalty moment where the fans are just going, oh my God, you have to do something. I've been there. That is relatable content to us here in Washington.
A lot of booing. A lot of leaving early for the Dolphins. It's not a good thing for that fan base right now. By the way, Prime knew the assignment. They had the telecast last night with Michaels and Herbstreit. They must have shown McDaniel after every single negative play. I mean, the amount of reaction shots for their coach on the hot seat broke some kind of record, I thought, last night on the telecast for an NFL game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.